The Offside Rule. We get it.
We get it.
We do get it.
We get it.
We do get it.
Hello.
Random is the word to describe it, with a big fat exclamation mark.
Oh, yeah.
One of Wenger's French signings, and then he went, aww. Did nothing at all. He went, aww. That's my going down the drainpipe sound, by the way. Sounds more like flatulence. For that, I apologise.
That is quite sublime, isn't it?
Wow.
Okay. How do you follow that?
Hi, I'm Paul Merson, and you're listening to the Offside Podcast.
No. Instead of the two players walking off, they actually took her home. No, Lindsay, you can't laugh. They actually accommodated her in one of their homes. Lindsay, I can't believe it, because she seems to think that there's something sordid about taking a 70-year-old grandma home and giving her a bed for the night with plum marmalade for breakfast.
I would love to see a football match played on a cruise liner on the top deck going across the ocean, because they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The local schools of dolphins will be like, Ayot, flipper. The boat's back again. Swim away. We're fed up of being hit on the head by these footballs, you know.
Where are they from, these dolphins?
Yorkshire dolphins.
A player called Svein Grondalen, a Norwegian international, was forced to miss a game for his country after being the victim of a hit and run with a stray moose when he went for a run.
Wow. I'm going to make a joke about his wife and the moose, but no. Cut that out.
The reason Gabe for his many injuries while at AC Milan is because he was having too much sex.
Now,
I've had a good look at, you know, the injury list, like the bizarre injury list.
The more you do,
the more you're going to get injured.
That's the Michael Douglas moment of the Offside Rule podcast.